The NFL season kicks off tonight with a marquee matchup between the defending Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos and the team they beat in February, the Carolina Panthers. And as the season gets underway, there's a lot of attention on what happens during the national anthem and whether all the players will stand. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And before we get to the NFL, I just want to ask about something that just happened today. Ryan Lochte, the swimmer, banned from swimming for 10 months because of the gas station incident in Rio where he said he was robbed, and then that turned out not to be true. Your thoughts on the 10-month suspension?
Well, the reason it's 10 months is that that extends through the championships in July, so he won't be able to swim in world championships. And, you know, that hurts the United States to some extent, but I think it was a just punishment in terms of comparing it to, say, the soccer player Hope Solo, comparing it to the international incident. He lost a lot of endorsement money, so maybe he'll be able to move on in about a year.
Okay, what about the NFL? What should we be watching in this Super Bowl rematch tonight?
Defense. These are two great defensive teams, but I think what everyone wants to watch is the Broncos quarterback, Trevor Siemian. He's played one snap in the NFL, did not do anything except kneel with that snap, and so he replaces Peyton Manning, slots in. Oh, that's all. Those are the shoes he has to fill. Broncos have a great defense. We'll see what he does to maybe get that offense up to snuff. And the Panthers, they were upset in the Super Bowl, but they're still, by most people's accounts, not favorites to go back this year because some people think that their quarterback, Cam Newton, outperformed what he has normally done in NFL seasons past.
And speaking of quarterbacks, New England's Tom Brady is suspended for the first four games because of Deflategate. How much does that hurt the Patriots this year?
I was just checking the odds, and so a good site that I use, which is Football Outsiders, calculates their odds of making the playoffs at 66%. In years past, it was upwards of 80% to begin the season, so it hurts a bit. And another data point is they opened the season in Arizona, and they are 6-point underdogs, a little less than a touchdown. So that doesn't seem huge, except that's the most they've been underdogs by since 2009. So yeah, it has an impact, but they're still likely to make the playoffs, so when they do, Brady will be under center.
Mike, this year, Los Angeles is going to have a football team, the second biggest media market in the country. The Rams are back in town after leaving St. Louis. Do you think LA is going to embrace the Rams?
I think they will. I think it's, obviously a huge town, the second biggest market in the United States. That was actually one argument against them getting a town, because TV ratings would be great in LA if you could play whatever game you wanted to play. But there were more Rams fans, LA Rams fans, waiting to come out, or maybe there are just more newspapers doing stories on them, but there were more blue and yellow Rams fans than I was aware of. So I think they'll do pretty well in LA in terms of appealing to fans. In terms of winning football games, not so sure.
And just briefly, do you expect other players to follow Colin Kaepernick's lead and not stand during the national anthem to protest police violence against African Americans?
I don't know. One of his teammates did. I think this story will subside. I don't know that Kaepernick will stop. But, as games are to be played, there's more to pay attention to. And the definition of news is that which is new. So if he keeps doing it, I don't know how much more attention he will receive.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.